It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're studying the book of Philippians. We're in the fourth chapter. We'll be reading today verse 13 through verse 23, which finishes the chapter. I'm not sure we're going to get that far today, but we will read to the close of the chapter, close of the book, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 through 23. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, and we're at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'd love to invite you to come. If you have a church home, why, I hope that you're in that church home studying and searching the Word of God. If you do not have a church home, it is a sin to forsake the assembling. And so you need to be in the house of God. We come together on Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:35 for church service. Then again, we're back, return at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, and we enjoy studying the Word of God in a Bible study. At that time, we're in the book of Isaiah right now, and we love studying the book and love studying the Scripture. And then on the first and the third Monday nights, we're in La Harpe at the nursing home, and we sure enjoy the fellowship we have there. We have many residents. We have many folks that drive in, and we have a please sweet, sweet time the first and third Monday night at 7 o'clock there. We're back again. The ladies have a Bible study here at the church at 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon that they have a sweet, sweet time. Then we're back here on Wednesday night again at 7 o'clock, and we're studying the book of Deuteronomy right now. Been studying through the Bible on Wednesday night. We've been through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and we study them verse by verse. We don't miss a verse, don't skip a chapter just because we don't think it's necessary. We go verse by verse and study that precious word. So far, we've got ourselves up to the book of Deuteronomy, and we're well through that and enjoying it, looking forward to Joshua as we close out Deuteronomy. And then on the last Thursday night of the month, we're up at Richard Scheffler's in La Harpe in their home at 7 o'clock, and we have a good time studying the book of Colossians. It's a joy to study the Word of God, and we love doing that, whether it be this radio program that we have or whatever study we are doing. We grow in the Word of God, and I ask that you join us in doing that today. We're again in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, and I'm sure that you have it in front of you now, so let me read those verses of Scripture, and you follow along. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let's begin with a word of prayer before we start the study today. Father, I ask that you will guide and lead us and show us exactly what you want from these precious words that you have shared with us, as you have, by the power and leadership of the Holy Spirit, you have directed the men of God to record these words that they would be kept forever. And I love studying your precious word, your living word, that we may grow from it, know of you, come to know you as our Savior, and then enjoy the sweet walk with you. And it's great, Father, to be a child of God. It's great to be able to call you my Father and walk each day with you. I ask, Father, that you will convict the hearts, that you will show sinners that they're lost and need to be saved, show those that have been saved the need to grow and to study, that they too will take the gospel out, the death, burial, and resurrection of you, Lord Jesus. Take that precious message out that people will be saved and come to know you as their Savior, and then begin that sweet walk as being a believer. Father, guide and lead us now as we study this word, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look to the Word of God, it's a joy. And to know that Paul proclaims here in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, a lot of times you'll find that I repeat verses of Scripture. I repeat words many times. But sometimes we have to repeat those for to soak in a little bit. And I surely want this to soak in, that we can hear God's Word, that we know His way and know His will. You know, when you go unto the Lord and you have come before Him in prayer and you have studied His precious Word, He will and does guide and lead you every day. And you know, to do that, it's wonderful. It's great to walk with the Lord Jesus. And the more you walk with Him, the closer you walk with Him, the more that you've studied His Word, and the more that you study His Word, the more you're giving out of His Word, and you're testifying of Him and telling people how to be saved and telling people that they're sinners and they're lost. And you know, it doesn't matter what church you go to. It doesn't matter if you attend this church or any other church in this country or any other church in the world. It depends, and the question is your relationship with Jesus. Are you saved? I don't want you to change your life and transform your life. I want God to transform your life and change your life. And the only way that can happen is if you get yourself right with God. And there's only one way to do that, and that's meet Jesus, Son of God, at the cross of Calvary. Right there is where your sin can be dealt with. So I ask today that you think of this, you place this in your heart and your mind as we go through this study today, and then we'll speak of it again towards the close. I want you to come to the cross and be saved today and walk after the Lord Jesus. Don't try to do it on your own. It's impossible. Now, here, Paul not only knew that it was impossible to save himself and get his sins forgiven, but he also found that there was only one place that you could find strength and power, and that's in Jesus. And he proclaimed it here, recorded it here, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And we could turn that around, because Paul could say, I can do nothing without the strength of Christ who strengthens me. Now, there's probably not too many of us have really learned that. That we can do nothing without the power and the sweet presence of Jesus. Without knowing His will and walking His way, we seem to think that we have all kinds of power and strength. We have none. Paul knew that. So Paul, to make such a positive statement, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Oh, for us to make that statement, but first of all, we need to understand, again, we can do nothing. Nothing without the power and the strength of the Lord Jesus. Notwithstanding, you have well done, verse 14 tells us, that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, we have many verses here and sweet words within those verses. Ye did communicate. You became a partaker. You had your participant. You've had fellowship. You know, many folks today, as they attend church, they are not a participant in the church service, in the fellowship. They are not a participant in the worship. They are present, but they're not a partaker. They're present, but there's no fellowship. They come because of some need that they seem to think that's there, and that need may be because they are saved, but they have never quite surrendered their heart. And so this calling, this inner, your heart draws you when you're a believer in Jesus Christ, because the Holy Spirit brings us unto the study of the Word of God, unto the fellowship believers. And the longer you fight that, and the longer you do not go into the house of God, or the longer you do not study the Word of God, and I'm talking continually, not just once a week, I'm talking once a day, as you come and study and enjoy the Word of God, until you have, if you just come on Sunday morning, don't quite make it for Sunday school, or maybe you're one of those really religious people and you get there for Sunday school, and now you, you've You're there, and you sit, and you listen, and then when you leave, you shake the preacher's hand, and you tell him how great a message it is, and how much you love the house of God, and how much you love the church, and love the preaching, and thank you for that word. And you walk out that door, and you don't come back till next week, next Sunday. Let me tell you something that you're doing when you do that. And I hope that the church that you're in has Bible study on Sunday night and Wednesday night. And I guess I'm going to tell you that if your church doesn't, get it started right now. Search and study that word. And if you don't hear the gospel preached, telling people clearly, not just in a roundabout way, not just telling that you have to reform your life and you need to live this way, you need to come to Jesus and be saved by His precious blood. That's the only way you're going to be saved, and you need to be saved today. You need to be saved right now. And then, again, if your church preaches that, I hope that your church also follows the need of studying the Word of God. And so then, in turn, you will have times and opportunities to study the Word of God, being Sunday night, Wednesday night, who knows what other times through the week. At the very beginning of this time together, I shared with you what we have here every week. As we come together to study the Word of God and to search the Word of God, I know I need the fellowship. I need the worship. I need to participate in growing in the Lord Jesus. And here again in verse 14, notwithstanding ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now most of us don't even know there's an affliction going on. And when we walk out that door and we shake that preacher's hand and we tell him it was a great message and I love this church, you have just told a bald-faced lie. Because if you've got church on Sunday night, you've got church on Wednesday night, and you're not there, and you can be, you have just lied to the preacher, to the church, to everyone that heard you, and worse than that, you've lied to God. Because you don't love Him, you don't love the church, and you did not come to worship. You did not come to communicate. You did not come to participate. You did not come to fellowship. You come out of some requirement. You come because, and you've satisfied, you've pacified yourself to convince yourself that what you're doing is enough. It's not. Now I ask to wake you up. I ask that you come alive in Jesus. Because Paul's saying here, you did communicate. You have participated. You have come to worship. And you've done it by your actions. And I'm not talking about the amount of money that you put in the offering tray, the offering plate. I'm not talking about any of those things. I'm not talking about how many committees that you belong to within the church. I'm talking about your service to the Word of God, in taking out the Word. I'm talking about your service to the local church in coming into the house of God to study the Word of God. And once you do those things, then you begin to work and to serve. Paul knew that these people loved Jesus. He knew that all the way back in Philippi that they loved the Lord Jesus because you have sent material things, you have sent your prayers, you've sent up that you knew my spiritual need and my physical need. You did communicate with my affliction. Most folks that come to church just on Sunday morning don't have time for church any other time. They don't know what's going on. They don't know when I'm hurting and I have a need. They don't know that. They don't know when anybody else within the church has a need because they're not here. Even though Paul was a great distance away, they were walking so close with the Lord Jesus in the study of the Word of God and would have given the world to have Paul as their preacher all the time, and yet they knew that he needed to be out starting churches. And so they not only prayed for him, and they not only stayed faithful to the Lord Jesus, they not only come and met together often in prayer and in the study of the Word of God to grow themselves, they also, those prayers and that study took legs, and they presented through Epaphroditus material needs that Paul had. And Paul tells us in verse 17, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account, not to Paul's. Give me your money, and I'm going to put it in my bank account. Then we would say there, we'd have to change those words. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit. Well, that's what most preachers need today or want today, that may abound to my account. And that's the way most preachers look at that. Paul said, no, I don't have need of anything. God has supplied every need I have. But it is your responsibility, and if your heart's right, you will give. And by your gift, you have shown me that your heart's right. And boy, that's a blessing to a preacher. I don't care if you're talking 2,000 years ago to Paul, or you're talking to this preacher that's speaking to you right now, that's a blessing when people give. And again, it's not to build up my bank account. It's not to put me in a bigger house, a new car, all those things that I'm sad and sorry to say that so many of our television preachers today have abused and misused the Word of God and the power of God to their own glory, to their own advantage, to their own account. Paul says, I praise you, it's to your account. Now, it's important, my friend, that you see the need to communicate. And again, it says, ye did communicate with my affliction. So I want you to know the need there, my friend, that there is needs. There's great needs within the church. We should be able to come into the house of God and it be a place of comfort and a place of joy, a place of lifting up. And when that takes place, and that's done by the power of God, as Paul says here, by not my strength, but through the strength of Jesus Christ. Well, when you come together, and we come together often, you begin to know needs that are there. And you begin to pray for folks and lift folks up. And it's so important that we know, pray for them. Many times the only thing we can do is pray for somebody because there is nothing physically or materially that we can do. Other times there is. There's a need there and God lays on our heart to help. Well, that's laid up, that's fruit to our account if we're the helper. So you see, please that you give. These folks did, according to verse 14. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. You've come to help. You have participated. And understand that it's so necessary to be a servant in the house of God. That's to participate. Can't just come and sit and go home, and then come and sit and go home. You got to participate. You got to fellowship. You have to be a partaker. And I ask that you do that you begin to do that today. It's so important that take place. Now, we continue here. Let's turn back just a couple of chapters before we leave this verse of Scripture in Philippians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. As the book started, look at the way Paul treated this. Philippians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. That's the relationship that Paul had with the church of Philippi. To think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. The same grace that Paul had, the same grace that Church of Philippi had, and that's the grace of God. That precious, sweet gift that was given unto them, life. We're born, and the only thing that we can look forward to is getting old, getting wrinkles, getting sick, and dying. Now, I don't care how many toys you have in this world, how big a house you live in, things of that sort, how big your bank account is. That's all you got to look forward to. You better have good insurance, because that'll maybe soften the blow a little bit when you get sick right before you die. My friend, I'm excited in Jesus Christ, because I have life. And I have life everlasting. And that life everlasting was given to me as a free gift as I come by faith to Jesus and was saved. My sins was forgiven. I'm set free. Oh, that's a joy. That's a joy. If I get sick, I hope I'm strong enough by the Word of God and the study that I do. And as the Lord Jesus, I hope that my joy and the smile that I'll have on my face remains even if I'm sick. God has given me a tremendous and good health, and I praise Him for it. He's given me strength, and I praise Him for it. But if I face the grave today, that's not going to be an awful sight to me. It's going to be a joyful sight, because it's going to be graduation day, and I'm going to go right into the presence where no longer by faith, and by His precious Word, I will get to speak to Jesus face to face forever. Oh, that's going to be glory. That's going to be glory. I hope that you're looking forward to it and not looking as you grow older. I hope that it isn't a depressing time for you. I hope that it's an exciting time to you, because as you grow older, the responsibilities for the old is to teach the young the ways of Jesus. Right now, I'm kind of halfway between. But I love teaching the Word of God. And as I grow older, I hope God will allow me to have a strong mind and have a strong body that I can continue to teach the Word of God day after day and never cease. I'd love to be preaching the Word of God the day I drop over dead. I'd love to preach the Word of God as I love to do today. And I ask that God will give me a heart for that all of my life. And He will. He'll give me the strength if I stay with Him and walk with Him. Now, as we continue through here, now ye Philippians know also, in verse 15, that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Now there's a sad statement. Few helped Paul. Paul had to work, had to support himself. Many times he would work and support others. He would help in their physical needs, that he could reach them for Jesus. And many times as a person was saved, and particularly at this time, if a Jew was saved, and it could be the same way today in your family, If you go to a church that doesn't preach the Word of God, a church that is contrary to the Word of God, and there are many, let me be very clear and very plain here. There are more churches that's contrary to the Word of God today that put the name church on it that shouldn't, but there are more today that call themselves a church that are contrary to the Word of God and against the Word of God, many more than there are that are for and with and in the Word of God, directed by the Lord Jesus. They're far and few between today. And you need to search by studying the Word of God. I could begin to name them for you if you want me to, but I would rather that you would go into the Word of God. And I would rather that you would take the sweet book of John or the sweet book of Romans and begin to read and ask the Holy Spirit, as you're reading, ask God while you're reading to direct you to salvation. I was saved all by myself. There was no one with me. There was people that had given me the Word of God and given me several verses of Scripture throughout the Word of God. Many of those verses of Scripture, as Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, Romans chapter 10 verses 9 through 13, Romans 5:8. There are many You can go back into the 10th chapter of John. You can go back to chapter 3 of John. There are many throughout the Word of God. Those are just some of my favorites. And if you would go to those verses of Scripture and be very honest and call upon God to direct you to salvation to be saved, He will. There's none that He will turn away. If you will please call upon Him, by faith come to Jesus today and be saved. Now I want you to do that. I want you to walk after the Lord Jesus. But as Paul started church after church after church, and yet he makes this sad statement. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Where are all those people that come by faith to Jesus? Through the administering of the Word of God, as Paul handed out by the power of God, and soul after soul, heart after heart was convicted, person after person, child and adult alike, as they found Jesus by faith. As I found Jesus over 20 years ago, as I've come to the Lord Jesus and confess my sin and was saved, I started my walk. I started my service. And I love serving Jesus. I love preaching the Word of God. Many years ago, I told Him, I was teaching a Sunday school class, and I said, God, I believe that you have given me the ability to teach. Now, that's a poor excuse if I'm just teaching one class a week. And it wasn't very long. I'm talking just days that God added two more times a week. Many years ago is when we started the Bible study in La Harpe. We're up to 14 or 15 years now that we've been going to La Harpe to proclaim the Word of God. That was one of them. The other one was to take over a youth church. God just opened the door. And all of a sudden, instead of being once, it was three times a week. Three times a week. And now I have the joy of teaching Sunday school, doing the radio program, teaching Sunday school, having the message Sunday night, the Monday nights, the Wednesday nights, the Thursday nights. What sweet opportunity that I have in proclaiming the Word of God as I study and teach the Word of God. You would think that everyone that would hear the Word of God and everyone that would make a decision for the Lord Jesus, that they would forever be your friend. That you would hear from them, they would desire to know your needs so that they could help you. And many times we do hear from sweet folks. And I love hearing from you. I love knowing that you know Jesus, or you've just come to know the Lord Jesus. Or through the study of the Word of God, you're growing in the Lord Jesus. And you do. I hear many times from you folks, and I love hearing from you. It really blesses my heart. And I know, as the Scripture says here, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. And that's what happens, my friend. When you come to my need, or you come to a pastor's need that is preaching the Word of God, or a brother or sister that is busy working some ministry, and you have come to help. You have come to their need. Maybe it's just a brother or sister that has a need, and you're there to help them grow through that time of tribulation, that time of trouble. But here it said that no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Where are all the people? Where are all those folks that say they love the Word of God? They love the preaching. They praise God for it. Many of those folks you never hear from. They're just kind of too busy with the world. I ask that you set your heart and your eyes upon the Lord Jesus, that you come to Jesus today. It's such a sweet time that we come together and such a short time as we come together. But I want you to know Jesus, young and old. I want you to know the Lord Jesus. I love when people come to Jesus. Please, please today, will you recognize your sin? Recognize that you're lost, you're separated from God, and you need to come to Jesus. He's the only way. Just turn to Him by faith right now, and you can be saved. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?